Hello, this is J.D. Mitchell with another short informational recording on a creation science or biblical apologetics subject. Thank you very much for accessing the Creation Engineering Concepts website and for clicking to hear this recording with the title, Biblical Kinds. In the first book of the Bible, known as Genesis, are recorded several references to the word kinds. According to this book of the beginnings of everything, God created plants and animals according to kinds, and the animals were brought to the ark by God prior to the worldwide flood according to kinds. For example, the New International Version of the Bible reads as follows in chapter 1, verses 21 through 25, regarding the creation of animals. So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. Among biblical skeptics and Bible minimizers, there is a great misunderstanding about what a biblical kind really is. A biblical kind is not equivalent to the man-made biological species or genus taxonomic categories, as often thought to be the case by many. The created biblical kind was programmed for stable reproduction at the time of creation through the God-devised genetic code. God designed this information program at the beginning in the DNA molecule that man is just beginning to learn about. Amazingly, this genetic code allows for a great amount of variability within each kind of plant and animal, but there is no valid scientific evidence that it allows for evolution from one kind to another kind, or from one kind into a more complex kind. A number of creation scientists believe that the probable taxonomic equivalent of the biblical kind is broader than the species or genus categories, and for many kinds is close to the family level. I too believe that the biblical created kind was set by God often at about the Linnaean family taxonomic level. Of course, since the time of the creation, there has been much variation within many of the original created kinds. You may ask, so what? Well, the answer to that perfectly valid question is that an understanding of the biblical kind allows for a better understanding of fossils and a better comprehension of the truth of creation versus the falsity of evolutionary philosophies. In my book, Discovering the Animals of Ancient Oregon, I listed what I call 18 facts of paleontology. These can be found listed in the book beginning on page 9 in the introduction. 7 of those 18 facts have direct applicability on the current discussion about biblical kinds, and I will talk about them next. Fact number 8. Quote, "Measurable variation within a kind of life form can occur quite rapidly," unquote. A good example of this rapid variation can be seen in the dog kind. Humans have artificially bred many variations of dogs from the original dog kind that probably was similar to the wolf of today, and this took place within a relatively short time period. Certainly, several thousand years were sufficient for the development, with and without man's assistance, of hundreds of breeds of dogs. Fact number 9. Quote, "Variation within a kind has not been and cannot be scientifically demonstrated to lead to change from one kind to another kind," unquote. Again, in the case of dogs, after all the years of dog breeding, both natural and artificial, the result has always been more dogs. The latest generations of dogs are easily recognizable as dogs, and they have not evolved to be cats, bears, or anything else, just dogs. Fact number 10, quote, variation within a kind can be quite extensive but has definite limits, unquote. We creationists suspect that God engineered the genetic code to allow for sufficient variation within kinds so they could adapt for survival within the changing environments in which they found themselves. A good example of this need for adaptation was seen at the time of the worldwide flood, when the earth was greatly changed after the cataclysm compared to the pre-flood conditions. God placed in the genetic code information that allowed for this adaptation, but there was no information for evolution. For example, nothing in the DNA would allow for a dinosaur to be able to fly or an ape to change to be human. The amount of allowable variation was, and still is, limited by the information pre-programmed into the DNA according to God's plan. Of course, it is also true that in some cases animals have gone extinct because they were unable to adapt sufficiently to environmental or other types of change. Fact number 13, quote, true transitional fossils have not been found, and there is no scientific reason to believe they exist, unquote. Transitional animal fossils are defined as those where one kind of animal is seen to be changing into another kind of animal. In cartoons, we often see this depicted where a fish grows legs and then climbs out of the water. The truth is that the only place this type of transformation is seen in reality, it's not seen, but it is seen in cartoons and in the minds of evolutionists and in their evolutionary textbooks. It certainly is not seen in the fossils, as they only show complete and fully functional organisms. Just imagine how difficult it would be to survive if one kind of life form was changing into another kind. Evolutionists believe dinosaurs changed into birds over millions of years, but a dinosaur in the process of changing its arms to wings would not likely survive the transformation. And wouldn't an ungulate land mammal moving back to live underwater drown long before it could evolve the equipment needed to survive as a whale? Fact number 14. Quote, no life form found living or fossilized today is primitive or simple, unquote. If evolution is true, every living and fossilized life form should have less advanced ancestors. While there are indeed some life forms that are somewhat less complex than others, none of them are simple to the extent evolutionary theory would predict. The fossils at the bottom of the rock record are, by and large, just as complex as many of the life forms living today. This belies the evolutionary myth of constant progressive advancement of life over millions of years. Fact number 17, quote, fossil life forms are in many cases identical or very similar to modern life forms, unquote. When a fossil found in the rock record is like a living life form, we call the fossil form a living fossil. An example would be a fossil bivalve clam that looks just like a living bivalve clam. There are literally hundreds of these living fossils that have been discovered, with additional living fossils being regularly added to the list. Fact number 18, quote, ongoing variation within a kind often results in a reduction of future options for environmental adaptation for that kind, unquote. Say an individual type of insect with wings living on a windy island lost its wings as a result of environmental pressures. This variation could perhaps increase the survival rate for the wingless insects compared to the winged insects because the wind would be less likely to blow them out to sea. But this type of insect would be a dead end so far as being able to have wings, since their DNA would no longer have this capability. They would be at a disadvantage so far as being able to get away from predators that could devour them. The point is that much of the variation within a kind that may express itself often results in the limiting of future genetic options for the kind. Poodle dogs and chihuahuas have lost so much of the genetic information that was in the original dog kind that they can never be bred back to their original dog kind. These seven facts from paleontology that I just discussed indicate that true science is more supportive of the biblical creationist explanation for life form kinds and is less supportive of evolutionary theories for what we find. In my two recent books, Discovering the Animals of Ancient Oregon and Guidebook to North American Dinosaurs According to Created Kinds, I have interpreted the mammal fossils of the John Day fossil beds and the dinosaur fossils of North America Using the 18 facts of paleontology and the historical information provided by the Bible, I think the conclusions that result are logical and exhibit more explanatory power than the many evolutionary explanations in existence today. Life forms were created in the beginning by God, according to kinds, developed variation for the 1600 or so years to the flood, up to that allowed by the DNA design initially provided by God, and have been discovered as fossils in the sediments. The fossil remnants provide us clues as to what these life form kinds looked like at the time of the flood, but they may or may not tell us much about how they looked at the time of creation. Some may not have changed much from the way they looked at the time of creation, but others may have changed a lot. I do not believe that all fossils are the result of the Genesis flood at the time of Noah, but I believe the vast majority are, including the John Day fossil mammals and the dinosaurs of North America. Let us pray. God, thank you for creating according to kinds and for making us humans in your triune spiritual as well as physical image. We thank you for your planned variation in us humans that has resulted in the great diversity we see in each other. We look forward to the day when we believers will see Jesus and we will be made to be like him as a final righteous humankind. I pray, too, that those, whether Christian or not, who have been led astray by the wrong understanding of biblical kinds would reconsider in the light of God's Word and the interpretations of biblical creation science. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.